91.2 on a Tuesday morning. It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. How are we doing, Rod?
Oh, I'm doing quite well.
You must be feeling pretty good. You got $1 million.
Yes, for the Olympic Park. We got $1 million from the state government, from the Regional Sports Facility Fund, which will go towards helping with the pay for the cost for the construction of new facilities, which will include change rooms and a timekeeper building. And when it's all done, this particular part, the facility be fit for purpose sports facility, which will actually meet regional codes.
How far off are we from seeing the construction starting on that, Rod?
All the preliminary design work was already done. We'd actually done a lot of that. We're still getting final sign-off from the user groups, which is important. And once that's done, the tender process. Now, tender process can be a bit of an issue at times because you can either make or break a project of that process. So it certainly won't. I couldn't imagine anything really standing there reasonably out of the ground until another 12 months' time.
All right. Well, it's still something to look forward to, some great news. Now, tell us, what's a vendor panel?
Okay, a vendor panel is one of the ways to go these days because a lot of vendors or contractors don't know necessarily what council requires, and the council doesn't necessarily know everyone that's out there that can supply certain services.
True.
So vendor panel is actually the formal name of this website, and it's an electronic tendering process, and it also simplifies the process. And it makes it a simpler, consistent way to hear about opportunities from the council, and it's free to suppliers and contractors, and you can easily set up a register on it, and we'll open more opportunities for those suppliers and contractors. The vendor panel is on council's website at www.muswellbrook.newsouthwales.gov.au.
Very helpful. Now, this Saturday, there's something pretty cool happening at the Art Gallery.
There is. It's an art social. So if you would like to make art, chat to an artist, and enjoy a delicious meal, get to the Art Gallery at 10 o'clock Saturday the 26th for the art social. So exhibiting artist Rebecca Rath will guide artists of all abilities and experiences in expressive drawing and demonstrate the critical elements of successful composition, something I do not do very well at all. Lunch will be in the gallery from the Gallery Cafe, and cost will be $25 per person, which will include art materials, lunch, and a drink from the Gallery Cafe. And for bookings, you can contact the gallery on 0265493800 or jump on the web and go to arts.centre@muswellbrook.newsouthwales.gov.au.
Now, a lot of people might not be aware of this, but Rod, as we speak, is in his Lycra getting ready to head on down to the fitness centre because it's open for you now, mate.
Mate, it is, and you've most probably put a terrible image in a lot of people's minds, people that actually know me. So the main indoor area is still unfortunately closed down there, and it will be quite later in this year before that's all finished, but we're trying to make sure that it's what we end up with is fit for purpose and will be an asset to the Shire. But the fitness centre is open right now in the winter hours, so it's open from Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
No worries, mate. I won't hold you up from your burpees any longer. We will catch up again and talk about what's doing around the district again next week.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.